Episode 1612, Are You Too Busy to Be Happy?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy every day. It's a brand new week, and I hope that you are ready for some extraordinary things. The question, though, is are you one who's just trying to juggle everything? Well, today it's Mindset Monday. Are you too busy to be happy? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how much of your life is spent striving for success only to gain overwhelm and frustration? Why continue to run the rat race juggling disappointment and burnout? Are you too busy to be happy? Success has a way of playing with our emotions, doesn't it? When good things are happening, life is fantastic. You feel like a rock star. It's Monday, though, so maybe you're not feeling like a rock star right now. But when failure and overwhelm strikes, yeah, that feels more like a Monday, doesn't it? That's when the emotional endurance seems to lessen. It fades away. It's harder to feel happy more often. The norm becomes what you know and experience emotionally more frequently. You settle in to the feelings of the known. Why upset the trends in your life, even though you could do better or live differently? Our minds are absolutely incredible and so underappreciated all at the same time. If we would spend more time understanding the power of our brains, we would be able to do even more than we can imagine. But you see, our thoughts steer our actions. And unfortunately, yeah, you got it, we're too busy most of the time. And our mind would rather do what it knows than do something different. And yes, that applies to our emotions. We create habits that feed our emotions. If nothing changes, the experience remains the same. It becomes tattooed in our brain. We can live like this for a very, very long time. Maybe you're doing it right now. Are you too busy to be happy? Yet over that period of time, it's exhausting. Our endurance and stamina, it just fades away. We don't have it anymore. We weaken. Emotionally, we have nothing left to give. What begins to suffer are three primary areas that it hits in our life: relationships, health, and finances. Think about it. If you're not doing well, you're trying to do it all, something's going to suffer. And we begin noticing it, what, in our relationships? Maybe a separation, a divorce. Health. We're tired, we're run down, we're getting sick more often. Maybe we actually have a diagnosis, stress-related, burnout, maybe depression even. And then there's finances. Yeah, finances are huge. Finances seem to always be there. Why do we always have to have the dollar signs with problems? But it's there. So we've got to look at it head on. This is where we see what the ripple effect from the emotional turbulence experienced over the past however many years. It's the norm. It's your norm. But there's no need to continue suffering in this matter. If happiness is something you desire, regardless of what's happening in your life, then it's going to require changes be made. Jim Rohn says this: happiness is not something you postpone for the future. It is something you design for the present. Your thoughts feed your actions, which feed your emotions. It's a cyclone that you customize. So if you want happiness, then customize your happy. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Customize your happy. With one smile, one thought, one action at a time. It sounds easy, doesn't it? But it's not all that easy. It's simple, but it's going to take effort on all of our parts if we want to make it happen. And remember, you control you. You control your mind. So if we're talking about customizing your happy with one smile, one thought, and one action, what does that really mean? Well, I broke it down in a way I look at it personally. Number one, lead with quiet. There is something about quiet that puts a smile not only on your face, but in your heart. Why? Because we slow down. Already we're too busy. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm so busy. Are you really? Are you making it up? Maybe you are too busy. It doesn't matter if you're just kind of going with the flow or you really are. Anything in between all of that is a mess. So you've got to lead with quiet. When is that quiet for you? Is it at night? Great. But in the morning, you got to set the tone for your day. So you got to get up maybe just 5 minutes earlier to give yourself a breather. And maybe that leading with quiet happens in your bed just when you sit up and you drink 16 ounces of water. Because remember, you haven't drank all night. And so technically, you're dehydrated. So your body needs fluids. The cells need to be replenished. Your thoughts do too. And it starts with a smile, which comes from lead with quiet. It's just something about it. Now, for me personally, I also use this time to say good morning to God. I say thank you for another beautiful day, an opportunity to serve. And I have a conversation and I pray. And that's initially when I wake up. There's other times throughout the day that I also lead with quiet, but my morning starts with it too. That's my smile. Number two, grit of gratitude. Now, a lot of us think of grit as what? The grinding out. We're just pushing through. We're all in. But the grit of gratitude goes much further. These are the moments to savor and the moments to remember. The special times that mean so much beyond what money can buy. You see, you're looking at what's important. You're plucking that out of your day and saying, this is what I know to be truth. And that's ultimately what the thought that will help carry us through the rest of the day. Lead with quiet, grit of gratitude. And then we have what? The one smile, one thought, one action, which is number three, peace of presence. This is choosing to be present when everything else may be crazy. You are focused and tuned in, no outside distractions. When we're present with something, that means we are all there. We're not sitting here, you're not listening to me, trying to work out, trying to plan dinner, and also trying to discipline the children all at the same time. No, I know we do it, right? We do. And then we're trying to actually answer an email all at the same time on our phone or search for something or order something on Amazon and you wonder why you have three things of something instead of just one because you got distracted. Are you too busy to be happy? Maybe. We lose it. So let's not lose it. Let's customize your happy. Lead with quiet, grit of gratitude, and peace of presence. Stay focused and tuned in. You focus on the what, so God can focus on the how. This is the trinity of happy. The smile, the thought, the action. What is it for you that's keeping you so bogged down? Have you really looked at your schedule and asked yourself, why am I so busy? Why am I fumbling through life? Why am I feeling so drained? Why am I emotionally exhausted? That's not a way of life that we need to be living. And it actually cuts down not only our quality of life, but our quantity of years to live it. If we continue to live and put ourselves under this amount of stress, what's happening to our bodies? You know it, cortisol levels are going up. You can have high blood pressure. You can lose sleep. You can, you know, like for me, I know I've had so much stress that I have no more color in my hair. Praise the Lord for coloring. Hair color, I love it. It's a godsend. Now, I know white, I will look beautiful one day with all white hair. But right now, if I had all white hair, I would look like the cougar who stole the man. I'm seriously, because my husband, if he would shave off his little beard on his, you know, face, he would look much younger than me. I would be a mess. That would not make me very happy. I'm just saying. But we don't need all this extra stress. What does it do? It speeds up our aging process. What's the one thing we're trying to slow down? Aging. We don't want to get older faster. We want to enjoy life. So customize your happy. Bring it back to the Trinity of happy. One smile, one thought, one action at a time. Now remember, making this work for you is not going to be easy. This is a disclaimer, a warning, a red flag right here. Yes, it is simple, but it requires great effort. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You can do this, but you have to be willing to do it. Are you too busy to be happy? Why do you think that is? Why do you keep rushing through your day? You have 24 hours, just like I have 24 hours. It doesn't matter where in the world you are. We all have 24 hours. So why are you choosing it to be exhausted? Why are you choosing it to be frustrated? Why are you choosing your day to be filled with overwhelm? Do you really like being stressed out? Is it really all that fun? I know I lived it for many, many years, and I thought, oh, it's just pressure, and I'm great under pressure. At some point, what happens? That pressure cracks something. It cracked not only my relationship, but my health, and nearly my finances. It had what? A cyclone effect. So do you think you're too busy to be happy? Think again. You need to get out of the rat race. I'm not telling you to go quit your job. I'm not telling you to go get a job. I'm not telling you to send your children elsewhere. None of that. Get a new husband. No, I'm not saying that at all. We can't get rid of some of the stuff that causes things or allows us the opportunity to react certain ways, right? Because if your children act up, you get stressed. If your husband says something, you're stressed. If your boss tells you something, you might be stressed. So there's just a lot of stuff that goes on. It's all called life. And some of those things we can't get rid of, but you can find ways to allow yourself to adapt to where you are. There are subtle changes that can be made with great impact. Live, love, impact. Are you ready to do that today? If so, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you're stressed out, when you're overwhelmed, when you're feeling like you have reached the pinnacle of all things, I can't do this anymore, and you're pulling your hair out, no matter what color it is, you need some help. And I want to be that one to champion beside you. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. We'll set up a coaching call, you and me. There's lots of different ways we can do it. We can do it face-to-face. We can just do it over the phone. We can do it through Skype. It's awesome. Take advantage of this. It's my gift to you. What would your life feel like if you could wake up every single morning with a smile on your face? How would that feel? Now, understand, I didn't say your life was going to be perfect. Nowhere in this entire episode did I say that your life was going to be perfect, because you're still going to have trials and tribulations. You're still going to have hurts. You're still going to have heartaches. You're also, though, going to have celebrations, and you can also be happy. You can have joy in your heart, even when things aren't going always the way you want them to. So own that happy today as you train for life and love your journey. Be present, Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.